Oh.
What was that? Oh, I know. Okay.
I've got Diamondbacks tickets. We try and do the second segment of each hour, and our interview took up that whole hour, which that's a pretty cool option. What do you think about that?
Pneumatic elevators?
Elevator. That's pretty slick.
You know, if I had two stories, yeah, that would be fantastic. I just think, you know, I see grandkids coming over, seeing grandma and grandpa and all that. Can we ride in the elevator? They're going up and down like that, so...
So I'm dragging my feet tiny little time because when they gave me the Diamondbacks tickets, they already sealed them. So I have no idea what we were giving away. This is Colorado Rockies versus Arizona Diamondbacks, Monday, August 19th, first pitch, 6:40 p.m. And it does come with a parking pass. Our winner last week was actually out of Tucson. And he said, what are the seat numbers? Because I want to buy some more to bring some friends, and these are row 18, seats 1 and 2. It's right in the dugout box. I mean, you're right off of that stretch from third plate to home. It's a great seat if the game is one that gets a little action, not one of these that go on for 9 innings and it's like a 1-0
well,
run.
They've been struggling a little bit, but they're still in the wild card run. They're going to have to stay on it. And it is the Rockies, which is a opponent in the division, so... Still, hot dog and a beer, watching ball game, can't beat that.
Can't beat that. So we do a text giveaway. You text to 411-923. That's 411-923. And we have my computer is not pulling up the trivia question. Did you read the newsletter? All right, it was supposed to be a trivia question. Let's just make something up.
It was about the cottonwood trees.
So that was the Arizona State Parks, but we'll do that again.
Oh, okay.
And congratulations to our winner. A gentleman out of Eloy won our state park passes this week. True or false, the cottonwood tree can grow 6 feet a year and is related to aspen. True or false? 411-923. We'll just do a repeat of that. Good job.
Okay.
We've got the lines loaded up, but we're going to take care of our weekly to-do first. We've got manager of A Authentic Garage Doors on the line with us, Raymond Egan. If you get our weekly newsletter, we have a weekly to-do in that, just one thing a week to keep up with the home maintenance. And if you haven't taken care of your garage door in a while this week, we focus on the garage door. Good morning, Raymond.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Good. Thanks for joining us. This is one of those few to-dos that we don't recommend much do-it-yourself work on.
That is true. It's one of those things we just expect to work every time you push the button, and suddenly we're surprised when it doesn't, but nobody gives it any attention until it's broken.
And what attention do our garage doors need from us?
Well, common things that can be done, and lubrication is probably the simple one that everybody can do, and checking door balance is the other one that is listed in the tip right there on the Rosie of the House website. Door balance is one of those things that is an indication of your spring doing its job or not doing its job, and relatively simple to do. Recommendation is to do it once or twice a year. I mean, certainly you could do it monthly, but once or twice a year is more than sufficient. And basically closing your garage door, so it is in the closed position, using your motor, and then releasing it with the emergency pull cord, and then see how it feels. Your garage door opener is not designed to lift the door. It's just supposed to guide it up and down. All the work is done by those springs. And so when you lift it by hand, it should be no heavier than about a gallon of milk. You should never struggle to get out of your garage if you need to open it manually. And when you lift that door and bring it up to about the halfway point, it should stay there. Even maybe start to want to work its way up a little, but it should never come crashing to the ground. And then you should be able to lift it all the way to the up position, and it should stay there. Again, not wanting to fall down. So if you were home alone, had to let yourself out of the garage because you had an opener issue or no power, you know that the door is going to stay up and it's not going to slowly roll down as you're backing out, causing, of course, another issue. So that's probably the most common thing that people overlook is how to feel that. Certainly, you don't want to do any adjustments or work on springs yourselves, because that's where we come in. But checking it is something that can be done very safely. And then lubrication being the one that can be done, and everybody's the best judge of their own garage door. You know what the normal sounds are, and you know when that sound changes. And when you start to notice things getting a little noisier, that's the time to lubricate. And we recommend using either a silicone spray or a white lithium grease in a spray form. And kind of the rule of thumb is you want to lubricate things that move and nothing that doesn't. Real common misconception is you want to spray into your tracks, as an example. And that's actually not true. You want to keep those clean. You want your rollers to roll. You don't want them to slide. So lubricating all your hinges throughout the door, all those pivot points, the rollers themselves, if they have bearings, a lot of rollers out there are not ball-bearing rollers, and so you're just lubricating where the little roller is. And then the springs themselves can actually be sprayed with that same lubricant. Lubrication of a spring can actually increase its life cycle by up to 40%, so it's actually real critical to make sure you're lubricating those parts.
That was a brand new tip. We had A Authentic out at the house just a couple weeks ago, and we were visiting about, I've got very, very heavy doors. They're Lawan mahogany. They're just grossly heavy. And the unit, which was about 20 years old, finally passed out. And so they were replacing that. But the technician was saying, spray the springs. And I have to say, that was something I never knew of before.
Yeah, and that cycle life is actually something I learned recently. Going through a certification program in our industry, that was actually some of the engineers passed on just how important that lubricant is. And that 40% stat really stuck out to me because springs are rated in cycles. So every time a door goes up and down, that's a cycle. And so everybody's life cycle is different just based on usage. And most people hit your front door. So it gets used a lot more than you really realize. And as an industry standard, the default on most new homes is 10,000 cycles. 10,000 cycles sounds like a lot, but when you start doing the math, it goes away pretty quickly. But even more so, if you're not lubricating it, you're shortening that cycle drastically. So yeah, lubrication on springs is also something you realize makes things a lot quieter.
And you had made the point of saying a silicone-based. WD-40 has been a great product for a lot of years, and there's still a lot of uses for it. But as a once-solve-all for everything, oiling and squeaking, silicone's really taken its place.
It really has. WD-40, we found in garages, is a short-term fix, but the problem is it seems to attract dust more than some others without keeping it out of the fine little pleats. And the instant effect, of course, is cleaning out and giving you a nice clean film. But if you're not doing it super regularly, it just attracts dust and makes a mess. So white lithium grease spray is what we actually use in ours. And the same thing, it kind of creates the film that protects it. So the lubricants stay where they're supposed to and keep the dust on the outside of that.
And if you find yourself stuck in your garage and need a garage door expert, you can find Raymond at A Authentic Garage Door. This is a loaded question. Do you happen to know the number to your office?
Well, there's several of them. We get the question all the time. You'll see one number on one ad and a different number on another ad. And that's nothing more than us trying to make sure we know what ads work. But our main number is 602-678-1089. Again, I believe there may be a different number on the Rosie site, but trust me, all phone numbers get there. We do carry 480-602 and 623 phone numbers, just so everyone recognizes we do serve the entire Valley. We're not, although we're located in North Phoenix, our technicians are
nice.
All over.
Nice new storage facility y'all put together in the last year.
Yeah, it's actually been, we're coming up on 2 years here.
Wow.
In October. And 15,000 square feet that we've got there under roof where we store not only all the parts necessary, but doors. So if somebody has an unfortunate event on Friday night or Saturday morning where they go driving through their door, chances are they don't have to wait for Monday because not only do we not charge extra for nights or weekends, we also keep doors in stock for those emergencies. So we're there to cover everybody every day of the year except Easter, Thanksgiving, and Christmas. We do spend that time with our families.
And for all those reasons and many, many more, that's why y'all are a Rosie on the House certified partner. Thanks for your time this morning, and you enjoy the rest of your weekend.
You guys do the same. Thank you.
Thanks, Raymond.
The garage door, the biggest appliance you have at your house.
Right.
For many of you, it's the largest architectural feature.
And moving feature.
And moving feature on the house. And we ignore it. That oiling the springs was brand new to me. And they told me once a month. So I went and bought a couple cans, spray it, and it. Hopefully we'll get... I got pretty good use out of the last 20 years. Maybe I'll get another 20
And that
years.
Was white lithium spray?
Yeah.
Is that what he said?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, let's go to the phone. We've got somebody that's called in, Bob. Let's see if we can take care of Bob before we go on with the rest of our content. Hey, Bob.
Hey.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
What's your issue, buddy?
Sewer odor in my house, and it's intermittent. It's not all the time. I notice it's in my neighborhood, too. I don't know about the houses, but in the sewer manhole covers.
Huh.
But it's intermittent. I had the city come out. I mean, this has been going on for years. I had the city come out, did a smoke test, and they didn't find anything, no smoke in the house.
Bob, do you have a flat roof or a pitched roof?
Pitched.
Okay. And at the very top of that pitched roof, we call that the peak. Which direction does the peak run? Does it run east and west?
Yes.
Okay. And where's your front door, north or south?
Front door is south.
Is south. Okay. And are you picking up the majority of the odor when you're in the backyard? The north side of the house?
No. The odor outside is really mainly in the street by the manhole covers.
Oh, that may be a completely different issue. When you mentioned that it was a neighborhood issue, that's going to be tough to solve. But I can tell you, if it's an isolated issue and it's just your house, if you'll just go pick up some 4-inch ABS pipe at the hardware store and extend all your roof vents another couple feet, that will almost always get rid of sewer smell inside your house. And in and around your backyard.
I did that several years ago and stuck them up there, and it didn't help. I know I got that one vent is off my master bath, which is most of the smell. Seems like it comes from there. And the one from the kitchen's tied into that vent.
And
it's right by the air conditioner.
Okay, well, if the extension doesn't work, then we go in with odor eater carbon filters that we place on top of those sewer vent caps. And if that doesn't work, then we go with a power ventilator that creates a negative pressure in your entire plumbing vent system, and we shoot the odor 10 to 15 feet up in the air. Now, that costs about as much as running a 40-watt light bulb, so it doesn't cost very much during the month. But sometimes we then get a phone call from a neighbor two doors downwind from you that now is picking up a sewer odor, and we have to go solve it for them. But if the extensions didn't work, we go to odor eater carbon filters, and if that doesn't work, then we go to power ventilator. And that's if the problem's originating in your house. If it's originating at the manhole cover in the middle of the street, we got to skin that cat a whole different way.
Yeah, that's something to the city. And if they came out and did a test and showed nothing, well, squeaky wheel gets the grease. Just get a couple more neighbors together, get them back out there, and just keep on it.